Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
5:07 a.m. Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, that everything is fine and you're enjoying yourself so far. Thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you to Bahle. She's coming back tomorrow morning. We are together right through up to the hour 7. The name is Ray. And our guests are on the line. Let me start with Sipho Paulus Khatebe. Sipho, sawona putwam.
I'm from this. Usaphila kwathi.
Mqemane.
Asibonge, uNkulunkulu senzele umusa kwenyaka omusha silingelela balalela emakhasi ngelujabula Dominic egameni inkosi yethu Jesu.
Awuzeka, awuzeka. Jabu, sawona puti.
Yebo, my friend. How are you?
Hey, siyaphila, sikabuza kuwe.
Greeting each other live for the first time this time.
Okay. Hey, yazi bengicabanga. Angithi bengishayela ngale ngasogwini, yabona.
Yeah,
uthathe ngale ngakubo Port Edwards, Eastern Cape.
Yebo.
Kuphuka ke ngime laphana eShepstone ngithi ukulala nyana.
Yebo.
Ngithi kwezintathu. Hey, amanzi lapha yabo si right.
Yeah.
Hayi ke ngiphakame futhi ngishaye ngidlula itheku. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi hey Mojabulani, manje uJabulani manje. Hey man. Sengize ngahamba ndoda 7 days yonke lapha.
Hey, hayi kodwa ngona manje sale kahle.
Mara ngeke ngakuthubela umessage ukuthi uwebile wathi ngathi kuwe sengingena eMgungundlovu.
Ngiyakhumbula, ngiyakhumbula vele uthi uGuduku.
Yeah.
Bekelele namfethu Sipho nakubalaleli bonke egameni lika Christ Jesus, my friend.
Hallelujah. 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 Sipho, now
eThekwini. Ah.
Hey, uthe uyoza no banana. Ngubonile ubanana umila yonke indawo lapha.
Yonke indawo. Because I was ikweli ka banana.
Yeah. Nomoba. Hey, madodana.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ingane zakwethu laphana ngithi ngizikhomba umoba. Awu Nkosi yami.
Bakumangalela.
Yeah, bazi ama sugar cubes.
Eh.
Hey, akusebenzeki madoda.
Ama tuta ubuya apho shukela.
Hey, akusebenzeki madoda. Yeah. Hey man, sitheke. Ngoba besenza ama recordings. Sathi
yeah.
Sizobuye sibambe indaba ye self control angithi.
Yebo.
Yeah, sathi sibambe indaba ye self control. Ngiyezwa ke abazalwane bathe beyimnandi show. Yeah, ave fikile uJabulani noSipho ngathi mayibongwe.
Makabongwe
ngempela. And then, of course, today we are talking about self-control as to what it is and what it is even all about. Much of the times, you know, there is that very aspect, if one can put it fairly and squarely. Yoguti, when it comes to self-control, people are selective. There are things that they say, I will practice my self-control on. And then there are those things that they will say, but I'm only human. And someone would say, yeah, well, self-control. Bese kukhona loku kunye makufika bese athi, ay, I'm only human. Yabona. How? Gyakangwa ke masekunje.
Ukangwa ngathi.
Gyakangwa straight. Vele kufanele ukuthi sibheke ukuthi i-self-control iyini. And self-control ithini. And then I so wish ukuthi isikhathi masiya mhlawumbe ivikele zako rinini sikhulume ngewine madoda. Hey, ngibona iwine madoda, ngibona iwine iyathathwa
ugolo
nasenkonzweni.
Eh,
Hey, kumatima.
Hey, ndoda.
Endlini kaThixo.
Umfundisi loyana uthi kukhona le ngathi bathi orimanis orimonis orini. Mara kukhona lenyi wine bathi corona ori three sisters. Three cousins. Bathi ebantwini. Uma uzazi ukuthi awusi strong. Kwenziwa icommunion uzoma kule line le yemonis. Kodwa uma uzazi ukuthi wena uyingangara. Gucho umruti. Uzoma kule.
Wathuthu.
Ilayini yemonisi bokume abantu ababili kuphela ngaphandle kwami. Besibathathu. The yeah. Whole crowd. Bemela lapha ya. Kule ibiza ukuthi amakhazi namathathu. Ori ikepe. Angisakhumbuli kahle. Mara kukhona ikepe namakhazi. Amakhazi neikepe. Kune ikepe nokuba amakhazi khona lapho.
Yeah.
Ngathi haya siyibambeni le ndaba. How bishop angeke enze kanje.
Yeah, kufuneka i-discipline.
Yata i-discipline. Ha. From there, ayukuculo kungaka madoda. Abacule baze bajuluke ngathi yabona la. Ngifuna la kuno main switch khona. Yeah, no, kufanele nothola la kuno main switch unocima lesiginci.
Kala ke lizinga
la. Hayi, sikwelinye izinga mfu. Amapura pura julukile khona lapha i-coloris yabophuluka.
Yeah, hayi madoda.
Abo mama bashaye enye jive ye reverse ndoda ayisi right iyakhuba.
Besantweni mfundisi.
Hey ndoda. Ngokutshela izinto zase gigini mara ngingahamba igigi
no. Hayi mfundisi kumathi my inkosi ayisi.
Umhlolo ka James, umhlolo ka James, umhlolo ka James.
Hayi impela mfundisi kumathi hayi kuthatha.
Hey fanele nishumayele madoda nishumayele Jabulani. Nishumayele Sipho. Shumayele bafowethu man. So today we are touching the very aspect of self-control as to what it is even all about, what the word of the Father says. And I like it to put it this way, to say self-control is the duty of every believer.
Amen.
Yeah.
Self-control, it is the duty of every believer.
Exactly.
And then we are going to look into that aspect. So I will be moving from that perspective to actually show as to why is it the duty of every believer. The word of the Father in 2 Kings chapter 18 verse 36, it says, but the people held their peace and answered him not, not a word. For the king's commandment was, do not answer him. The king's commandment was, do not answer him. Keeping the commandments. Yeah, keeping the... Says the people kept quiet. Because the king's commandment was, do not answer him. So they were keeping the commandment. It is our duty to keep the commandments of the Father.
Yeah.
As he instructs us. Okay, let's take it further. Let's take it further. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 32. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. We have a duty to rule our spirit over issues of life. Orumam vangel, orumam indo yana wati yatsenga tinga muti nguhu ngekanda. Emhluzi kukhona indaba bathi kusemhluzi
phakathi kechurch emkage
yebo ba emhluzi bathi uthi lo mama sengathi ngingamuthi ngqizi ngekhanda utshela lo mvangelo omunye baphethe neyikhali ngithi la bazongigwaza ke laba
akumakini mrithi
hey. Basayi joini munini stash. Namuti nge. We must be able to control our spirit. Right. Sometimes, angazi ukuthi uke wayibona lento le. Kukhona abantu abaxasulwa into encane. La ngikhona la kunenye indawo bathi kusespa. Hayi acasuke kangaka umlungu ngalela langa. Acasuke umlungu acasulwa nje ukuthi kukhona umuntu obeke hamba slow phambi kwakhe. Amshayise nangalento yokukhera igrocery, angazi bayibizani lento. Uri inqola uri indi.
It roll,
yes, put one. Yes, sometimes umuntu enze lento le, and iskipa sakhe sibhale ukuthi Jesus is Lord.
What do you say, sir?
I believe him.
Yeah, I believe him.
Proverbs chapter 17, verse 28. Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perspective. Proverbs 17:28. Ongahlakaniphanga kuthiwa uhlakaniphile uma ekwazi ukuzithiba.
Yeah.
Self control is our duty. Because uma singakwazi ukuyithiba la kusho ukuthi we don't have the wisdom. And you know the wisdom ekithi yipi? It is the wisdom of the Father, and Christ is the wisdom of the Father, Yehuwa Elohim.
Man.
Fanele sicaphele-ke yebona ke Sipho nawe mfowethu Jabulani sibheke ke kuthi iphele sinomsebenzi la we self control. Proverbs 25 verses 28. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit, it says, whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. This person is like a city broken down without walls, Sipho.
Yeah.
Inkinga enkulu ke la. A city without walls, it means this person is not safe. Is not established. This person is not steadfast and is not rooted. A city without walls, anything goes in and out.
Yeah. You cannot even take a stock.
Yeah. You can even go in and colonize and manipulate.
Yeah.
Because it's a city without walls. And that is a big problem, I should say. When we look into the word, it says that. Okay, Jabu, so we will, ne?
Yebo.
Let's get to it. Just after this little message.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Songs of Life.
Auzege. Jeremias, Simoni, Makamu, Bishop. Athi ure ayeta tana re minjani mingene kahle kalemberintswa singene kahle mfundisi wami sibuze kuwe angithi ngikutshelile ukuthi lesikhathi ngikhuluma nawe bengise Port Shepstone Murudi I sent you a WhatsApp mangakhumbula kahle ukungena khona singene kahle hey sesakhuleka lapha yala e Port Shepstone lokumnandi. Just 3 days after my brother was buried, Ukidi. Now, whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. Proverbs 25 verses 28. It's just amazing. Sipho, tinqale ngawe. It is the duty of believers that we have self-control. Uthini ke wena?
It is amazing from the quarter topic, and we thank God for this new year and for the new day and the new month. But having the same God, the Piper is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mm.
And what a topic from this to introduce the year, especially self-control, whereby with December times, people they were doing as they please. If something is in off, or we can switch him off the season, then we'll be on January.
Hey,
fasting from this moment 21 days, moment 3 days. Why? We lack self control. Now they are trying to cover some tracks.
Hey, Matos.
And it's so difficult for me. This powerful vessel, Fundi Luguti, it's like a seat without any walls. If we engineer self control, because you are in danger. All the citizens of that city.
And
it's exposed to any danger. It could be spiritual danger, any financial danger. In other words, the muntu ngana self-control from this. Uyimbuzi na kuye, because imali ongamnikeza yona uzoyimisuse. I-character yakhe number one, the mawubheka from the book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 22, kuthiwa the fruit of the spirit are. Then the fruit of the spirit is self-control. In other words, when you let the spirit of God within you, you don't have a self-control. In other words, you need Christ to be the center of your life and raising the mind of Christ so that he can fill you with the spirit of God. Thereafter, when you've got the Holy Spirit within you, he'll teach you to say no, yes, and teach you how to walk what is.
Yeah.
It's the fruit of the spirit. And second and foundation, I think we can... to mention this, self-control is also a character that you have to embrace.
Yes.
You say 100% when you say, it's a duty for each and every believer. Because this is a character that we need to shape our life with. In other words, we need to always embrace this character. Because it gives you fullness. It can put you and open doors for you, but the character can make you to maintain the position that you've been given. But because of the lack of this character, the lack of the self-control, the lack of the fruit of the spirit, you know why? Because they are like a city without walls. First Timothy chapter 3, verse 2-3. Now the overseer is to be above reproach, faithful to his wife, temperate, and self-control. In other words, this is a character of somebody who could be in the leadership position. Imagine the mfundisi uholo umuntu ongenayo self-control. Uma nje ubaba uholwa uma mfundisi ongenayo self-control at any time. Angagubuzela amatafula ngale. Angafana nomkaPotifa. Ubone ukuthi
ubaluleka
nje i-self-control. So in short, in the fund, it's self-control. It is the fruit of the spirit. At the same time, it's a character that everybody should make sure that we are kinder and the duty for each and every believer.
Hey, Matata, cabanga ke umholi uma bekhuluma ngayo, but hey, uyambona uNdlovu.
Hey, we are called to call.
Ubukhali emalokwini, ubukhali.
That's all.
That's all. That's all. That's all. That's
all.
That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all.
That's all. That's all. That's all.
That's all. That's all. Jabu, let me bring this to you then. 657 Media Moi Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you, Fudis Makamu, for welcoming us back. It is good to be here.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
All right, and of course, this very aspect that I should put across is the issue of self-control, as to what it is even all about. What do we make of it? And I was reading some few verses there. Check it out. This one says, They kept the commandments of the king who said, say no word, and they kept the commandments of the king. It was their duty. 2 Kings 18:36, Proverbs 16, verse 32. It says, he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty. He who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. To rule your spirit. It is your duty to rule your spirit. Lente o go tikitla tsi a botsalwane ka botlhobola ka bobiela da ka o tshwara ka di face tse pedi ka o tshwara le ka stulo ka o tshwara le ka backstina he ke fetsa ka para botsalwane ba ka hape ya ya ibona re ke fetsa ka para botsalwane ba ka hape and all those kinds of things ya ibona go thi lento le mara a hambelana na lento pa ipile ikhuluma Jabu, what comes to mind?
Yes, we thank God so much for such a great topic, self-control.
Yes.
Because I believe that this is one of the most important attributes that God has given us as the church or as his children.
Yeah.
Of which we overlook most of the times.
Yeah.
That's why we do not act according to self-control.
Yes,
that's why when you look at our actions, you will see which we lack self-control. You know, so to say, because all that and my friend now am going to see for. Now, but I'll be wrong. Among others, drive him kakwen. And then, ube kono pazam sand. Nah, nah, cool.
Hey,
ube ni ndela esreeta ngakon.
Yeah.
That is just a sign of the lack of self-control. You know. Hey, se kipi ngwindi nga mafastela, kupakamisi mune pezudu.
Hey.
Kushawa mapeni, nga zitigia shato.
Minu na pezudu.
Because of because of the lack of self-control.
Yeah.
But if we understand that we've been given this fruit, because also another important thing is to know that self-control is not our efforts or abilities, but it is the fruit of the Spirit.
Of the Spirit.
According to Galatians chapter 5.
Yes, sir.
That is why once we understand that we do not like try to be self-controlled, but we bear the fruit.
Yeah.
You know, we bear the fruit because we have the Spirit of God. Then we will see that it's not something that is impossible, that is difficult also to live according to. So that is why we just need to yield to the Spirit of God, and then we are self-controlled. You know, at all times when things happen, and then you are about to really throw out that fist or that finger, you remember that I'm a child of God, you know?
Yeah.
I'm still alive. This person didn't kill me, so why must now I tend this small thing to be, you know, like a sort of a big thing. That is self-control. When you are reacting like that, it's because of the fruit within you that you are bearing, which is the fruit of the Spirit. Self-control, you know. Also, how we can see the fruit of the Spirit, self-control, being demonstrated. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 25, there of God says, everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. My friend, you are training. And also, I've seen my friends people also posting training. So we all do understand how serious is training and how tough is training.
Yeah.
You see, people have got resolutions at the beginning of the year. Many are saying, I'm fetching my body. I'm going back to training, you know. There are many things that people have planned. I'm going back to the gym. You know, I've met people that have been paying the fee for the gym without going to the gym.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, like this hunger to really, discipline their body. So also self-control is demonstrated in, like, in how we discipline ourselves, as per that scripture, 1 Corinthians 9:25, that everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training, discipline, self-discipline. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. So when we are self-controlled, it's not just for the benefit of, you know, like this life that we are living, but it is even for the crown that will last forever.
Yes.
You spoke about, you know, Undro Vosula Itiketi.
Yeah,
you know, you spoke about Omuroti Watsotsi So, Omisa Malaina Itu, Emonis, Netri Sheets, or whatsoever, four cousins. You know, zonke lezo zinto zikhona because of ukungaqapheli ukuthi we've been given the fruit of the Spirit called self-control, ukuzithiba. So, sizithola sesingakwazi ukuzibamba because of ukuthi, you know, like we are not yielding to the Spirit of God. So if you are not yielding to the Spirit, therefore we are yielding to the flesh.
We are yielding to the flesh. Hence now, isn't it shula, you know. Njengoba nje, you know, ngisho ngithi ama resolutions maningi, but uyohluleka ukuthi siyifeze zonke lezo zinto esihlosile. Because of ukuthi asiqaphele ukuthi sinesithelo sikamoya esiwukuzithiba. You know, we are able to say no. When all things are presented to us, when all things are displayed before us, but we can discern that this is not good for me. This is good for me. This is pleasing to the Lord. This is not pleasing to the Lord. And we can say no. Remember the Daniels and his friends when but they were able to discipline themselves or to practice self-control and said no, you know, we will not really indulge into the delicacies of the king, you know, because they knew the spirit behind that feast that was presented before them. So also as children of God, we need to be discerning and exercise self-control. There are things that are not good for us. There are people that are not good for us. There are companies that we don't have to keep. You know, there are, you know, like things that we don't have to really engage ourselves into. We can only exercise self-control by disciplining ourselves.
Absolutely there. You can send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. What are the benefits of self-control? 082-657-2729. You can drop us a voice note. Mkhambi, you want to speak something and say, hey, I'm in the new year. You know, there are those who say, hey, I'm in the new year. So we are not blocking you from saying that. You know, how do you plan your self-control to be like? You know, how do you plan? How do you intend to improve on your self-control? And some of the things I would say, commonly I see them, that the devil is attacking us in them, especially when it comes to self-control. What are some of those things? You know? Yeah. Nkulumile ngewayini, ne? Hey. Tuli Magazi, thank you so much. Tuli, saying hi, Brother Ray. Hashtag Mfundiswam. Self-control is choosing to give up to control, trying.
Yeah.
On your own, trying on your own. Surrendering to God for help. See, when you start living a surrendered life and you are filled with the Spirit of the Father, you will bear that fruit also that Jablan and Umpundisi Usipo Watebe was talking about. You will. Absolutely, you will. And the Spirit will start working this in you. You know, He will be causing you to believe and to obey. Huh? Amazing. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout there. Siguzo Gutu team. Sipo, let me bring this to you. We spoke about Proverbs 25:28. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. This person is unsafe, which means salvation is not a factor to him. This person is in danger. If you don't control yourself, you can be invaded by spirits just like that. Or you can throw yourself at spirits just like that. You're without walls. Hey.
Yeah,
Genapuma. Go on the park station, my girl.
It's so touching when you go deep on with self-control, because it should bring us a sound mind to us. In other words, you consider your result of what you're doing today. There are many families in front of every zindo hanging out with self-control. They reap what they sow. And it is true, we need to speak the truth in love. Once a month when this thing and I self-control, other people will find them behind bars. Kuno muntu mfundisi. You know, got a very example for the Chabang Dominic. Kuti, line got so in. Uthole ukuthi into bekathinga presente ukuthi ngayi fela escalator because umuntu akana i self control ukuthi umuntu ubhike ecele ngokuthi akakushayisa u breathe nje ayishipa wini lapha so keep amanzi umuntu yaphuma ufaka isibhamu pa iya ma police so yabo
hey
manya yini nako police ukuthi self control kunje ngale mvungu sengcanya lethi bible so abani impungu sengcanya ngoba just set it
hey
ekukhulumeni kwakhe iBhayibheli ithi ebuningini bamazwi akusali ukubheka nanalo kuthi-ke uphakathi wena uyaseperez uyapeperez abantuakafunike nathi ithuba sikushaya hhayi wena useperez uzobe suyaperez ukhulume bekuzongafanelekile ngoba
into ongafanelanga ukuthi uyikhuluma
exactly ubona khona ukuthiya ngenyawo lapha enzane sebakuchwela kanye nje hayi phela gawula ngoba sengathi ukhipha nalo kokunye kuvona umkhipha ngoba i-sense control endanger uvula ney'mfihlo endaweni engekho right yingako mfundisi i-self control i-self discipline it provides us with a sober mind it also makes us to stand firm ngoba umuntu one-self control mfundisi uyakwazi ukuthi nje izidi hlale enkabeni
angahambiyadala
naangahambi mfundisi kwehle amabhuku amakhulu namancane ngoba kuyingozi kumuntu ongenayo i-self control yingako we need to tell our youth today ukuthi some of us bakhona iy'ngane ezinganabo obaba elibaluleke i-self control wawumuhle yayingekho inkinga ubeka kahle yayingekho inkinga walahleka this character that is why today you're in trouble and if unkulunkulu angasisiza silekelele sibe nalo i-self discipline noma i-self control izosenza ukuthi sibuye ey'ntweni ezinye ngaba singenanga kuyo buka nje mfundisi ukuthi the whole man of God owasinda nefamily yakhe abawu-8 uNoah walahleka i-self control wavuba amavovo waphuza wadala walala ngakugcokile yini naba ikuthathela isithunzi sakho look to David as a king elilahlekelwa yi-self control amabutho ayaphuma empini uyasala umesala nkosi yami umama inkosi uyayigezela njengesiko lakhona nako udavid walahlekelwa yi-self control and kwamkhosa even mfundisi ukuthi impilo yakhe inikeza ithuba esitheni wadinga ukuthi unkulunkulu amdiscipline because ulahlekelwe yi-self control that is why you said earlier on the statement that she is powerful it is a duty for each and everyone being a king with David it was not Nathan's duty ukuthi abele amenze ukuthi abe ne-self control no kodwa it's a duty for each and everyone we leader ulaphaya we servant everywhere in even nasemsebenzini mfundisi ukuba self discipline ukuthi ufike ngesikhathi ungenele lento oyenzayo emsebenzini musa ungena kuthiwa kuyasetshenzwa uyalala self discipline iyakwenza ukuthi mfundisi ukwazi ukuma njengojosefa kuze umkapotifa athi hhayi angiyi lapho elithi ibhayibheli wamncenga for 40 consecutive days athi buyalala nabhadi wema you know why self control in other words i-self control ikwenza ukuthi kwi-territory okuyo you become a king you master things around you awuba lo muntu ngingasazi ukuthi nithathe newena bongenze njani hhayi sisengeke ngikhona loko kuyokukhosa even your character kukhosa even i-title yakho kukhosa even your reputation that is why today we need to have a self control as believers
absolutely absolutely and it's important also to look into the aspect of saying this is our duty you know we really need to grow up
oh yes
and start controlling you know and start bearing this fruit that is what yeah. I actually mean Acts chapter 24 verse 25 now as he reasoned about righteousness self-control in the judgment to come. Felix was afraid and answered, go away now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you. The issue of self-control should be amongst the main issues that are being taught. And Paul was setting an example as led by the Spirit of the Father in that, Jablani. But what we see is the omission of the teaching about self-control. And this is sad, isn't it?
Yeah. Indeed, as I said even at first, that we really overlook the truth that we've got this fruit within us, which we need to bear because of the Spirit of God that is dwelling within us. But as I said, that because of not yielding to the Spirit, therefore it means we are yielding to the flesh. So it means we are controlled by the flesh, we are led by the flesh. That is why now we find ourselves having to disobey God, having to behave the way you behave and also react in circumstances because self-control is demonstrated when we're experiencing things. Actually, no one can really confirm that they are self-controlled without going through things. A person who is just stagnant, sitting down, not moving, not doing anything, we cannot really have a proof if they are self-controlled or not. But people who are really going through things, that is where how they react,
how they are really conducting themselves in the midst of those things. That is what really proves if they are self-controlled or not. So there is no way that we can expect for us just to live a nice life. Actually, when in order for you to really be self-controlled, you must swim against the current, you know. It means lapho kona abantu abanye bethi lokhu kuvumelekile, kumukelekile, kusho ukuthi sikwenze. Kodwa wena umoya kaNkulunkulu ngaphakathi kwakho will say this is not good for you as a child of God. Therefore, kusho ukuthi you must be against, you know, everyone who is doing that thing wena and say because of self-control within you that this is not good for me. This is not good for God. So I will not really engage in this. Abangani bakho, you know, back man, but I, he's just, you know, like, but he turns down meeting. But I tell him none because kuba neiphuzo, kuba nani. Inkulunkulu ngaphakathi when as a child of God will say, this is not good for you. There is self-control rising up within you to help you. Actually, you spoke about, my friend, the benefits of self-control. One of the benefits also is that it helps us. It protects us. Because when we are self-controlled, there are things that we can find ourselves into that will lead us to destruction. But because of self-control, we don't see ourselves experiencing that destruction. But when we are just, you know, like people who are ignorant to the Spirit of God, ignorant to the Word of God, doing things according to the flesh, we end up being destroyed. We end up, you know, like being harmed or being hurt. You know, we find ourselves in relationships that are going to really cripple us. I don't know if you've ever met people that have been to relationships that are crippled.
Yes.
They've even sworn, you know, like they've made a decision or a vow that I'll never be in a relationship. I'll never get married. I'll never, because of they lack self-control just to protect themselves from being in a relationship that crippled them. Just being able to rush things, ukuthi gijimisa into, you know, before uNkulunkulu zenziwa uyena izinto, mina sengigijimela phambili.
Bese
ngikubaza izinto. If we've got self-control, there is no way that there is something that we'll find ourselves into that will be destructive. But everything that we go through, it will be for our own growth, our own, you know, like building in the things of the Lord, and our own also even equipping, because we've got self-control. We've got that discerning heart that this is good for the Lord, this is not good for me, this is going to really be beneficial for my brethren in the Lord, this is not going to. So we need to really be careful that at all times we don't suppress this fruit that the Holy Spirit is bearing within us. You know, let us be attentive to the voice of the abanye abantu bathi imbolekamancwele, ivoice encane, it's a small voice. That's still small voice. Let us be attentive to, you know, so that at all times we will be safe and protected. And then it's only through self-control that we can experience that actual protection and safety in our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Send us your WhatsApps. It's 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. Talk to us about the very aspect of self-control. How far are you holding up? How far are you holding up when it comes to this? What's your take on this? Do you see it as a responsibility of everyone? Need to hear from you.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM.
Terence Brink in Kimberley. Thank you so much. Terence says, a person that don't have self-control is exposing themselves to the devil. Terence in Kimberley, thank you so much. Absolutely. Just like that. It's like that city that is without walls. There's no protection for such a person, you know. They're making salvation to be countless. Doesn't count for anything to them. Exposing yourself. Yeah. Let's hear what you say. Some would do a little bit of it. It's been a while.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply. Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Nana Coyote then, Margaret. The song Ain't No Need to Worry, done by the Winans. This is a sample. I can tell you without a doubt, it's a beautiful one, I should say. On this very time, it is 10 minutes to the hour 6. The lines are open. You can talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322 or 012-333-8699. What is self-control even all about? And today, can you say without a doubt, or self-control ikona na or ikona? Lavaktiva. You can also send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
There you go, 657 AM Radio Pulpit. And thank you, Makonya. Makonya says, afternoon, bafundisi, nabaphulaphuli, igama lenkosi malibongwe. Firstly, to the issue of self-control, one cannot change what they do not acknowledge. There's people who pride themselves in being harsh and calling others into order by being simply rude to people and get surprised when people start to distance themselves. Absolutely, man. I was talking about such an example of people who are preaching in the trains somewhere. Bakuthuke before uzivangela uthola ukuthi inhlamba lezi vele sezikuvale ziphenduka isigonogono awusezwa lutho. I understand. But the issue here, Makonya, is what is self-control? What is it even all about? Do we acknowledge it and see it as the duty of all believers? That's the question. It's a very straightforward question. It's not harsh. It's a very straightforward question. I understand what you're saying, but it doesn't answer the question. What is self-control? What is it even all about? Of course, you say people must acknowledge. Unless they acknowledge, then there's no way forward. I understand. What is self-control? In all what you've said, it makes sense. I acknowledge. But what is self-control? Give me a shout. Talk to me directly there. 012-333-8699. Kuluma no Sipho Paulos and Jabulani Dominic. We are touching this issue. Now, Sipho, let me bring this to you also. Romans chapter 6, verses 12. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. Romans chapter 6, verse 12. We must practice self-control over the lusts that are happening in our mortal bodies. We have a responsibility to acknowledge the control of the Father by His Spirit in us, so that we don't give in to the lusts of the mortal body. There's a problem with this verse. When it comes to this verse. What do you say, Sipho?
It is amazing, as believers, we neglect this character, we neglect this fruit of the Spirit, because Adam, ongazange mfundisi abe ne self control bano ever, because it was given in simple instruction, ningadli phakathi komthini osensimini ophakathi nendawo. They never even try to practice self control, and it is our duty, and we have to learn from there ukuthi Once we give instruction, our body is the temple of the living God. Once we fail to have a self control on those aspects, we err on the side of the how much more from this lack on us to control in pillows about. There are people sometimes they lack self control for themselves, but they are busy allowing themselves that they can control other people's life. It is true from the security ain't when it's wrong, our spirit fight against our flesh. So once we go after the flesh, obviously we give the room to the flesh. A little Bible, we should not make our freedom to a
as an opportunity for the flesh.
Flesh. Because once the fullness is ourselves to overpower us, definitely we are no longer embracing the mind of Christ. We are no longer walking after the Spirit. Remember by Christ. So once attacker in this aspect to follow our flesh, definitely we will reap destruction. And remember by the Romans chapter 6, verse 23, the wage of sin is death. Obvious, once we follow our flesh, our social network, in our lifestyle, dealing from this, lempilo lebuti, sicale kancane ukuthi hayi azisona sinanyana uNkulunkulu ungixolele ngiphinde ngiyabuyela futhi. It gives the room for the devil. Elithi iBhayibheli should not give the room to the devil. Because one second wamnikeza iroom, you'll own your house, I own your spend, I own your own building, I own even your entire life. That is why we need not to give the room to the devil. We must apply self control. Like a shinum put Dominicuti, Daniel Ezrael Lama Lele foreign leg on the pitnezar. He allow himself with self control. Because in the pitnezar, if there is this, of course, more fully child Daniel chapter 1:8. It Daniel, why miss in other words, he had the self control.
Yeah.
He was exposed to anything as entertainer, but he stood firm. He knew who he was. That guy represented the kingdom, because sometimes we fail God, hey man, we are ambassador of the kingdom of God.
Yeah,
and to be an ambassador, we represent our country. Remember, we are in this world, but we are not of this world.
Mm-hmm. We are in this world, but we are not of this world.
Yes,
it's important that we check these. It's important that we check these. Right. Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699. And someone has sent a WhatsApp there saying Romans chapter 6 verses 8. I'd like to hear what you understand with it. That is what I always say to people. That if you send me a verse, I want to see what is it that you understand with it. Because, yeah, my interpretation was a lot. Now, yeah, it says, now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Absolutely. What do you understand by it? How does it answer our question? I want to know. All right, here's another one. Let's see. This is from Michael Khatebe. Says, without self-control, a person has problems making the right choices. And they may have difficulties regulating their feelings, emotions, and behaviors. I get you. And that's where the problem is. And that's where the notion of sinning comes in. And that's where the devil takes advantage. Let's hear what you say. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother Ray.
Hey, Budwami.
Yeah, Budwami, my brother. Compliments of the juices, my brother.
Yippee.
Niyabuli isana kuba fowethu kunyaka omusha wa
2022. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. UNkulunkulu sigcinile bafowethu. Yeah.
Amen.
Na uBrother Dominic lapho.
Phantsi entabeni.
Dominic. Ngibuza ukuthi iqhude selinamaqhude amangakhi manje bafowethu.
Angathi liseselodwa lele.
Ngiyabonga bafowethu. The topic self-control. Self-control iyadijima ngoba nasinganayo, we think that we can solve all our problems on our own, brother.
Yeah.
Asifuni ukulinda. Because sekungene i-pride. i-self control ihambisana ne-pride. Lana sesibuswa inyama yethu kazali. I-pride iphakathi kwethu ithi asifuni ukulalela imithetho kaNkulunkulu kazali. The world is saying to us, we must have patience and wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
We must learn to enjoy where we are. On our way to where we are going. Because lapho khona kubalekelanga ukubalekile ukuthi lapho siyakhona brother Ray.
Yes.
This is the Apostle Paul wathi, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. So kufanele sazi ukuthi siyabuthi impilo yethu ayipheleni la brother. Yeah.
Eish, madodhe.
USathane uzosikhombisa izinto ezinhle brother Ray. Bese ethi kithi, why wait? Ngoba it is so easy. Yenza i-corruption uzozithola zonke lezi zinto ozifunayo.
Hey, madodhe.
Noma uSathane njengomkhohlisi athi, usibani bani nosibani bani, banako konke. Izimoto ezinhle lezindlu. Ngoba bathengisa ama-drugs.
Eish.
It is so easy, man. Just sell now and you will be rich. Uzoba nazo zonke izinto. Bese nawe ungena esonweni brotherly sokubulala intsha nabadala ngama-drugs ngobe azange ufune ukulinda ama-drugs.
Hey mara, yes. Hey mara.
Proverbs 24 verse 1 izwi lithi, ungabi namhawu ngabantu ababi. Ungafisi ukuba nabo ngokuba izinhliziyo zabo ziceba ukuchitha brotherly. It's time for controller to take charge in our lives, brother.
Yeah.
Says the izinto ezijabulisa isitha sikaNkulunkulu uSathane.
Hey, madodhe.
Kanti Jesu Kristu uthi masenze okuhle nokuthandekayo nokupheleleyo. Singalingisi lelizwe, brother. Ngoba sikulelizwe, kepha we are no longer abantu balelizwe, brother.
Yes.
Sesingabantu bokukhanya manje. Sesisaphuma ekukhanyeni zwe ebumnyameni.
Yeah, sesiphumile.
Jesu Christ wasikhipha lapho, brother.
Ehhen.
Lapha ebumnyameni izinto zakhona zifast zonke.
Eish.
Zifast. Kuyagijinywa kwenza zonke izinto.
Eish.
What today kule suku ezidlulile, brother Ray. Baningi abantu i-self control ebatshele ukuthi hayi man, thathi ilento i-glass le wine, uthengele i-wine ibhodlela man, i-31st nawe u-celebrate nabanye nakukhala ama-cricket laphaya.
Angithi umuntu wakhona ukwatise mabaloku bamculela le ngoma but ungwana, angithi awuphuzi ungwana, kusho ukuthi umuntu omncane ungwana, ngizabakhomba ukuthi ngimdala ke manje.
Yeah, ngizabakhomba ukuthi ngimdala.
Kanti uSathane udlala ngawe.
Anga testa le wine athi yes sir. I've been missing this.
Sekukhuluma idimoni lotshwala manje.
Eh, bekhona uAnton ngathi mamiludi. Bethi ndodana mina ngeke ngivashele ngithini? Athi angeke ukuthola utshwala emakhulu.
Acula leyo ngoma.
Yeah, athi ngeke ukuthola ngeke ngivashele ngoba ngithole lutho ku.
Hey madodhe. Yeah.
So ngiyabonga mase.
Ah, kubonga mina. Hey mara, hey kukhona kunye inkonzo bengile baba. Hayi bayabujepula lapha yana.
Bayajepula phela.
Yo, hayi no. Because it's
yes, there are things which are scaring in this land of ours.
I know there are tools.
Sekukhona manje indawo lapha ngakubo Westgate, abantu bakhona bagcoka impahla ezimnyama. Bayaziwa labantu ukuthi ikhonzi yakaSathane nesonto leyo liyaziwa, line-license. Hey. We have got tools lokho.
Hayi kufanele si
ukuthi lento ivunyelwe kanjani le nto?
Bathu umthetho wezwe.
Hey.
Yeah. Umthetho wezwe.
Ngiyabonga my brothers, uNkulunkulu anibusise kakhulu, siqhubeke kulo nyaka u-2022 asasigcinile.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Siphephile kule Omicron. Masikhule ngokukhuleka my brothers.
Uza bathi kukhona enye bathi IHU. Ene kukhona enye bathi iflurona, ngithi ha kuyagangwa uNkulunkulu nathi.
Yeah, unakhe uNkulunkulu zobanika.
Amen. Amen.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu akubusise nawe my brother.
May he be glorified all the time. All the time.
Thank you,
sir. How's the guy? We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say about this matter. of self-control. Send us your WhatsApp. It's 082657-2729. That is 082657-2729. You can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp, layer 082. Shy value, shy in that, but still a good one. And yes, thank you so much, Wayne. Thank you so much, Wayne. There says, greetings in the Lord, in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Daniel 1:8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with portions of the king's delicacies. We need to control our appetite. Some of us are having incurable diseases because of lack of self-control. We must not be gluttonous. Akufuneki umhopolo. Singabantwana benkosi. Thank you. Hey. Yeah. Umuntu adle, 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 aze afainte. Solo. Madoda. Thabang, thank you so much. Thabang says, Sanibonani bafundisi, self-control is one of the fruit of the Spirit, allowing the Spirit of God to control us, helping us to make the right decisions based on our lives, helping us to positively influence the world by making godly decisions. You see, we're going somewhere. We're going somewhere. Thank you, Thabang. And here's another one from Dorothy. Says, Sanibonani babarey, and happy 2022. Nabafundise kameni lika Jesu Christu wase Nazareth. Self-control ukuzithiba entweni ezingamthokozisi uNkulunkulu. Colossians chapter 3 verses 5. You must put to death earthly desires such as sexual immorality, indecency, lust, evil passions and greed. Sikhumbula umuntu omdala bese sembatha omusha. Hey madoda. Sikhumbula umuntu omdala bese sembatha omusha. Sikhumula umuntu omdala bese sembatha omusha. Futhi ke nento owaziwa ngayo. Thola ukuthi bebakwazi ngokuthi touch in a move. No, asisakwenzi lokho. Ngokusizwa umoya kaNkulunkulu. Hey, touch in a move yini Dorothy?
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.